These here and back here, you can't see too good. They own 3,200. There's our dryer in there, and there's our holding bin, and there's the auger going up to it.
Now that really is, these days, a pretty important investment, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you can save your crop, you know, you can get it in there,
when you
keep it.
So if you have to go get it when it's too wet, or are you...
Well, there's times, you know, like this summer, the wheat is so tough, we dried all our wheat practically. Run it through there, and it didn't take much heat. It took about an hour for 500 bushel, but that's all it took to take out 3 or 4 points, you know.
And that certainly makes a difference in the price, then.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly an attractive grouping of buildings.
Yes, I think you did a nice job for getting it from the air like that.
Yeah.
And when you think that all of this has come from someone who had enough courage to
start.
To start. Mm-hmm. He was willing to work. Okay. As you said, it was your grandfather who was working at the
Pennsylvania
Railroad and would walk out here
yeah.
and started digging the basement.
Yeah, right there where this house is sitting. Of course, that house burned down in 30, but right there in the same spot. These are some of the pear trees right along here that he sit out. Kind of, they're tough boy. They have pears every year, but them are the only two original trees that he replanted here.
The which...
No, they're the...
They're winter pear.
Yeah.
They're kind of... They didn't have them developed yet them days. Or
yes.
Oh, he set those old catalpas out, I bet you.
Well, he helped set that one catalpa up maybe there, but my dad, I guess, he helped on that quite a bit. He set out this hedge back here. He set that out for a windbreak.
Well, he was thinking every move he made.
Told about that.
Do you know what those are, that hedge?
Hedge apples, you know.
They call them Osage oranges. You ever see them?
Things like
yes,
that.
I've seen the, well, about this big around and kind of wrinkly like.
Yeah. They're tough, you know. They're supposed to break the wind, and I set this real out back here.
So you've got a nice wind break all the way across.
Well, it helps.
At least when that icy, cool wind blows through it, slows it down a little bit, I'll bet.
Yeah.
It helps my garden. It shades my garden. My garden's always in the shade in the summer.
That's right. You've got it right back there among the trees.
Yeah.
Well, that's very... Be mighty, mighty proud of it.
$65 worth.
$65 worth.
Well, we got some little pictures with it. The frame's beautiful, I think.
Yeah. Well, it would be hard to...
First time he paid a... an aviator to take him up and everything, I suppose he... I don't know how many jobs he flew
that
day.
He didn't have the plane himself, huh?
Oh, no, he couldn't fly. I don't know how many pictures he flew that day. He might have flew half a dozen.
So he actually even rented the plane, didn't
he? Oh, yeah, he rented the plane over here.
He had about three negatives, didn't he? And this is the only one where the house showed up the clearest, I thought.
And he had to have the right kind of a day. It had to be bright and... was he supposed to be knowing what he's doing?
I like these people that came from Germany. I know my mother tells of her father and his sister Anne. They rode the cheapest class over here with the animals and stuff.
Third class, down the bottom, you know.
And they all came here to Fort Wayne. They evidently knew people there that landed there about on Madison Street where St. Paul's Church is.
Let's see. Does that mean that they came used... I think they used the Erie Canal to get into this area from